Craig Hill on the Father's Blessing.
You know, we have found that there is an incredible correlation between physical health and emotional, spiritual, and mental health. And this is because 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 tells us, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers." And we found that many, many times when the soul of a person does not prosper, that's their mind, will, and emotions, their physical body doesn't prosper. Many times their business doesn't prosper. Their relationships don't prosper. Many areas of their life don't prosper. But we have found that when healing comes to the mind and the emotions, healing comes to that soul area, many times physical healing follows right behind it. And we have seen that time after time after time. So what is the key to health in the soul, to cause your soul to prosper? And we have found one key that we see over and over and over again, that when this key is used, it releases something in the realm of the soul, and many times physical healing follows right behind that. The key I'm talking about is impartation of blessing within a family. This is so critical that we see in the Bible time and time and time again, fathers blessing their children, imparting something spiritually and emotionally that releases the soul to prosper. And just as the soul prospers, physical health follows right behind that. On the other hand, when parents don't use that key of blessing, or perhaps they use the opposite, a key of cursing, and they speak things that are devastating into the lives of their children, many times it causes that soul to not prosper, and physical sickness, destruction, sometimes even death, follows as a result of that. So this area of the soul prospering is so powerful, so important, that it ties to physical healing. And we've seen it time and time and time again. Nothing causes a person to prosper in the soul more than impartation of blessing from their parents. When people have not received an impartation of blessing, many times there's a need for healing so that that blessing can begin to flow from God to heal what parents were not able to impart. This is so important. We find in Genesis chapter 27, this is the account of the blessing of Isaac that should have gone to his firstborn Esau, but Jacob, the younger brother, figured out how to take that blessing from Esau and extract it from his father. When Esau discovered it, we find in verse 34, when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." And he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." Down in verse 41, Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near, and then I will kill my brother Jacob." That's how powerful that blessing is. And Jacob realized that. That's why he was willing to lie and to deceive in order to receive the blessing of his father, in that he realized if he could get that blessing, it would change everything. And it would change his life. And we follow the life of Jacob through, and we find that he prospered while Esau did not. You know, impartation of blessing is so powerful that God put naturally in the Hebrew culture a time of blessing, which many Jewish families still practice to this day, which is on Erev Shabbat, on the evening of Friday night. A father will gather his family together and pronounce a blessing over his children, over his wife, and that blessing releases something in the lives of his sons and daughters. How important is this blessing? Do you know that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, he did not do one miracle, heal anybody, preach one sermon until after he received the blessing of his father. We find this recorded in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 through 23. It says, "Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized, and while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.'" You know, we only hear that phrase because it's recorded here in the Bible. I am told, and I've read, that in Jesus' day, this was a phrase that was spoken by every Hebrew father over his son at the time that that son was released into manhood. If that is true, then how many times had the Jewish people that were at the river that day heard that phrase spoken over sons? Many, many times. They had spoken it themselves if they were fathers. But I'm also told that the only son over whom that blessing could not be pronounced, "You are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased," was a son of illegitimate birth. And the reason is the father couldn't make that statement because it wasn't his natural born son. And you know the thing that occurred to me that's incredible? Jesus probably never had that blessing pronounced over him by Joseph because Joseph was not his natural father. And the incredible thing is, here at the beginning of his ministry, the voice of God Almighty came booming out of heaven and spoke over Yeshua, "You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased." And the very next verse, verse 23, "And when he began his ministry," Jesus himself, and it talks about the ministry of Jesus, was released through the blessing of the Father. We've seen many, many physical healings around the world take place when people have received an impartation of blessing from God the Father, when they have forgiven a natural father or mother, and when their soul has come into peace. And when, again, that soul prospers, their physical health begins to prosper. We saw one woman that had struggled for several years with endometriosis instantly physically healed in the Philippines when she was able to release the bitterness and the pain in her heart toward her natural father and receive an impartation of blessing that came from God, her father. We saw in Brazil a woman who had been a victim of a stroke, had been paralyzed and many symptoms of a stroke, instantly physically healed right there in the group when she received an impartation of blessing from God the Father, and her soul came into peace. Her soul began to prosper, and instantaneously, right before everybody's eyes, her legs straightened, began to gain strength, and she was physically healed. The symptoms of the stroke were totally eradicated as she received an impartation of blessing that caused her soul to prosper, and her physical health began to prosper immediately after that. We saw another woman who had struggled with infertility for some time, healed, and her female reproductive organs began to function normally. Wasn't long until she found herself pregnant. We've seen people that have struggled and battled with arthritis instantly healed. We've seen a couple cases of cancer instantly healed when there's been an impartation of blessing and prayer, impartation of blessing from the Father. This is a powerful, powerful concept.
You know, you may not have a father or mother available to bless you. Maybe they've passed away. Maybe you're not in relationship with them. Or maybe they just don't know how to bless. But I'd like to conclude by just praying a blessing over you. You know, you are inextricably connected in covenant to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Because of that, you can expect to prosper in all you do. So, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I pray over each person listening that you would pour out blessing upon them. I declare over you, you are blessed. You shall be blessed when you go out, blessed when you come in. I declare blessing over your business, over your marriage, over your family, over your children, over your physical health, and every area of your life in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen.